Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr is looking to hire a group to oversee Detroit's federal grant money. This comes at the same time federal officials are searching for ways to offer more aid to Detroit. Orr visited with Michigan Senator Carl Levin earlier this month and with economists when he went to Washington looking for ideas about which grants programs would be best for the city. Detroit News Washington Bureau Chief David Shepherdson joins me now with more. Welcome back, David.
Thanks for having me.
So why does Kevin Orr want someone from the outside to be the grants overseer, if you will?
Well, it's a big part of the city's budget, and it's also very complex. Last year, the city got about $290 million in 71 different grants. It's everything from community development block grants to Justice Department grants to federal transportation grants for roads. There's all sorts of different grants, and because there's so many, frankly, sometimes the city has lost track of some of the funds, and as they've been auditing these accounts, there's anywhere from 15 to 25% of the money left in some of these accounts. So they want somebody, a group to come in, you know, look at all the grants, make sure the money's being spent properly, that they're meeting all the requirements, and then ideally to apply for more grants that the city could take advantage of.
It is kind of I don't know, from the outside looking at it all, it seems rather stunning that you have, as you mentioned, 15 to 25% of the funds of some grants are unspent. It's amazing to think that grant money is being left on the table when we have a clear idea how desperately in debt the city is.
No, exactly. And, you know, some of these grants, the money has reverted back to the federal government either because it went unspent or because the city did not meet or comply with the requirements of the grants. And it kind of goes along with just sort of the general problems the city has with managing its books. It has, as the IRS said in an audit, a disastrous ancient system for how it processes tax returns that is almost 20 years old. A lot of attention got paid recently when the city had gotten a $1 million check that it hadn't cashed. So the city just has a lot of problems doing the basics of accounting that's necessary to manage a city and a government as large as it has.
What are the chances? I know, as you wrote in your piece, Kevin Orr sat down with Senator Levin and others. What are the chances of getting more federal aid, more federal grants for Detroit?
You know, I think there is a pretty solid chance, and maybe not necessarily more, but the federal government either giving the city more flexibility. Look, the White House has been very cautious about Detroit. They have, you know, made clear that the city will not get a bailout, although they don't even use the word bailout because they don't want to, you know, bring up references to, you know, Ford to New York dropped dead back in the 1970s,
right,
when then President Ford initially refused to bail out the city of New York. But they are, the senior White House officials are very concerned about the city and have had a lot of talks with members of Congress, with Kevin Orr, with the business leaders, and they are willing to look at ways to repurpose or funds or look for other funds to help the city. One example was earlier this year, about $100 million in mortgage relief funds have been transferred to the state for tearing down blighted homes, and about half of that's going to Detroit. So there are ways that the government can help improve city services, but none of those funds are going to get at sort of the root problem in bankruptcy of the long-term debt and the pension liabilities. Those are things the city's going to have to do through bankruptcy. Nobody's coming in with a big pot of money to fix those problems.
But as Senator Levin said, bankruptcy is not a brick wall, so stuff is able to get in and out, and aid could come. And it sounds like what you're saying is let's use it smarter and make sure that, you know, the accounting is right and everything is as it ought to be. Do we have any idea who this might be that he wants to bring in?
You know, they wouldn't say it was a possibility. It could be a nonprofit group, you know, somebody who has a lot of skill and has dealt with grants in the past before. So, yeah, mm-hmm. They haven't said who it is, but somebody who has a lot of proficiency dealing with the grant process, and hopefully somebody who can go out and try to find some more grants for the city, because the city certainly needs more investment just to keep the streetlights on and, you know, get response to police calls and ambulance and so on.
And it certainly sounds like more proficiency is very much needed. So it would be a chance for outsiders with this expertise and proficiency to come in and kind of get the course straightened, looking ahead to the brave new future.
Yeah, and you really cannot, you know, I just keep thinking back to like GM when it went through bankruptcy and you had a whole new group of leadership come in and they really asked all these questions on why have you been doing things the way you are. And even GM, which was not a badly run company, but had been doing things for decades. And in any organization, when you all the leadership has come from up within the company, you stop sort of questioning why you do certain things. And that's really the same with the city. And now when you have these, you know, when you think about how important grants are to the city, it's such a big chunk of money, and it does provide so much key services in so many areas. It's got to be a very top priority to make sure you've got the best possible people in there making sure that these things are done right.
David Shepherdson is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Detroit News. David, always good to talk with you.
Hey, I appreciate it.